Right now, you're listening to Hip Hop Digest with E Green, King Killer B, and Kurt G.
I don't give a fuck about how many views and shit your fucking video has. I don't give a fuck about that because that doesn't mean anything to people that know you can pay for that. I know you can pay for them views. You can't play the game on me because I started the game. Give me something else that's gonna mean something. Give me something that's gonna mean something. It's not about how many views you got. It's not about, oh, well, such and such watched it and he said he liked it. He got paid to fucking like it. That's why. He got paid to like it. I'm not getting paid for this shit. I don't give a fuck about what your fucking music sound like. If I don't like it, I don't like it. If I don't like it, I don't like it. If I don't like it, I don't like it. If I don't like it, I don't like it.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And guess what? Tapper John is in the building, yo.
Oh, Tapper okay. John is in the building.
I mean, you asked for it. You asked for it. So,
all right.
Man, saw it.
Don't mean shit to me.
Check it out, man.
All right, shout out to Brand Nubians. For those of you who don't know the reference, yeah, welcome to the digest. First of all, I want to say shout out to the text chain. Y'all been bugging all week, but it's good talk, good hip hop talk, which has influenced the show.
Oh shit!
Uh-oh. Okay?
Yeah. I'm gonna pump the text chain for a minute for those of you who are new listeners to the Hip Hop Digest. The shit that we talking about has largely been brewing in the text chain for a week or more. So man, if you really want to know what's going on with the show, you got to be in the text chain. It's as simple as that. And once you're in the text chain, go ahead and order some t-shirts or donate a dollar. That type of shit in the Hip Hop Digest.
Literally,
we can do
a dollar.
Yeah, a dollar.
We'll take it.
So anyway, the tone of the show, at least the beginning of the show, is... y'all gonna learn to respect Eminem.
Damn.
Oh, Lord.
Here we go.
Y'all gonna learn.
He done switched from last week, huh? They rather switch than fight.
Another reference.
Well, Farrakhan via Public Enemy. All right. So, no, I haven't switched, but I'm just saying I'm gonna put it equal time. Okay. You know what we think about M. We know what you think about his, what we think about his music. For you new listeners, we think that M technically is an incredible rapper, MC, if you will. But his music is whack. But anyway, y'all gonna learn to respect Eminem. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is LL Cool J. Praises Eminem's impact on hip-hop.
Wow.
LL Cool J explains why he included Eminem in the limited number of partner artists behind the Rock the Bells Festival. 13 mostly old-school hip-hop cats have a stake in the Rock the Bells Festival, Rock the Bells company. Okay, I tried to find the original 13. I couldn't find it. Who I could find... was Herc. He's got a stake. Run DMC has a stake. Roxanne Shanté has a stake. And Salt and Pepper, I'm sure LL Cool J included. And one Marshall Mathers has a stake as well. All right.
Before you continue, I want to give a
golf clap.
A golf clap for LL Cool J right there. Now, before we go in on his ass for backing Eminem, but right now I want to give him a golf clap because he included some old school niggas. Herc, we always talk about giving back.
Yes,
he
sir.
Gave back and let these niggas have a piece of a company that he could have had solely by himself.
Right.
But he let them have a piece of it. So I'm giving him a golf clap for that.
No
so
doubt.
Now you can continue.
Okay.
I'll get one too. There you go. Because I didn't know where you were going, but there you go.
So, LL goes on to say that Eminem wrote a check and invested in Rock the Bells because he believed in the mission as much as we did. He's one of our icons. Eminem also took hip-hop further globally and touched many markets that artists probably wouldn't have been able to touch without him being Marshall.
Agree. Yep.
And that's true.
That's very, very true. So far, he is on the point.
But LL goes on to say, make no mistake. It's not about a check. This is about a vision that he has for hip-hop. And he has deep appreciation for hip-hop. And he also has a deep appreciation for Eminem's talent. And so forth and so on. So LL Cool J is out there really hyping up for Eminem. It's funny, the picture of LL and Eminem. Eminem's got a t-shirt on with the KRS-One album, The Blueprint, there.
Is he scowling, though?
they're playing a role, but the point I'm saying, and I'm not... That's
text chain inside right there.
my opinion, personal, King Killer's opinion about Eminem, is it's the same. Again, you know, if Eminem, for whatever reason, we always say this, but fuck it, we said this shit about Hove until he actually did it, and we say this is about a lot of guys. You know what I'm saying? If they have this, that type of third production, how incredible it would be. Mm-hmm. M, obviously, with the amount of money he making, he don't need it. Fuck the production. I do it myself.
Got that big dude out here, though.
Yeah, so, I mean, well.
As far as production.
Well, I mean.
When is the last time you did a track for him?
Right. But let's get back to the topic at hand. You got LL Cool J out there. He's riding hard for M. And trust me, those two guys have one hell of a mutual respect for each other.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
One of the greatest things, this is before he even had the Rock the Bells radio on satellite. He was getting interviewed, matter of fact, on Shady 45. It's the most incredible shit ever. They need to replay that. When Eminem posed as a regular caller and was lavishing praise on LL and just busting all LL's hits and hitting and sticking the lyrics. And LL was like, yo, I don't know who you are, kid, but damn, you saying lyrics I haven't said in, 20 years. Wow. You know what I'm saying? And then, of course, Eminem revealed himself, but it was really an honest and forthright. It's actually right around the time Proof got killed, and LL was like, I'm sorry about your man, and they had a genuine moment on the radio. I listened to that live.
We need that link. We need the link now.
if I could find that somewhere, but I listened to that live back when that's how long ago it was.
It's been a minute since we had satellite radio.
Right. So they have a mutual respect for each other, and LL Cool J, I think, he's an artist. So he's not gonna look at this like, yo, if you could really get some real street production, because real talk, when's the fucking last time LL Cool J had reasonable production?
All right, B, I gotta get in now.
Okay.
See, I was all ready to be all nice and be a part of the Flow With It crew. And then you spoke just long enough to allow me to think of something else. So I'm going to give you the good first.
Okay.
I don't see nothing wrong with what LL said and what you just played back to us. I don't see nothing wrong with none of that he said. Nothing. No part of it. I think that Eminem really at heart does love hip hop. Clearly he loves it because he wasn't always this guy that he is now. Right? He was a dude who was grinding his way through hip hop for real to get to where he is now.
No doubt.
He just so happened to be a different shade of human being. Okay? And that is where it switches now for me.
But that's not, you can't make that choice.
No, it ain't. I'm moving past him.
Okay.
I have nothing negative to say about Eminem.
Okay.
Make that clear. I will say that he was used, in my opinion. It feels like he was used by Dre, and now he's being used in a different way by LL. Because you mentioned all the people that are a part of it, right?
At least 13. I only got a partial list.
Okay, yeah. I got you. It don't matter who it is, but you mentioned a few of them, and we respect that. But how much more light, and excuse the pun, how much more light does it shine? Because you just said Eminem has opened up doors in parts of the world where hip hop might not have been.
Okay.
And it's the same thing with the endeavor that LL is taking on. Because you bring LL on as a board member or whatever the fuck the title is, you obviously bring his fans. You obviously bring attention, because it's Eminem, to that. And that's not to take away from all the golf claps and the happiness that we just said, but I'm calling it for what it is. And again, that has nothing to do with Eminem, but it has everything to do with Eminem being used, so to speak.
So at that point, I gotta do some history. Gotta do some history here.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
So that is gonna happen. Okay. It's gonna happen. It happened. Def Jam via Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
You can say what you want. Yep. You can do what you want.
Because it didn't have nothing to do with them.
Well, I mean,
it just happened to be a different shade.
I mean, you know, so that is going to happen, I think, to a less. There's always a lesser extent, but I think it happens with all those guys. I think it happens with all those guys. I think it happens with Action. I think it happens with Droog. I think it happens Machine Gun Kelly. I think it happens. Yo, rappers, good rappers, bad rappers, non-rappers. If I start rattling off, you know, white guys who rhyme, most of them, not all of them, but most of them have a real make money career, take care of their family from the music.
Uh-huh.
Lot of other cats out there supplementing, having to supplement income. Shout the rapper Big Pooh, by the way. Tell you what. I just give it a smell test, but he was really telling some stories about having to drive Uber. Okay, and he's part of Lil Brother. But I digress.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, I digress, my G. So I don't think LL's using M. That's the point I'm pushing back again. I don't think LL's using M. I think that Rock the Bells, that LL is like, knew that M would be down, okay, would Rock the Bells.
Of course.
Ask LL Cool J if he asked them niggas from Migos. They the blue LL to fuck out. Nigga, fuck that. Fuck that old shit, nigga.
No, we all know that. Let's stay on the same level.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying.
What if he'd reached out to Search?
And Search would have been down. There's guys who love hip-hop that would have been down. So don't, I just saying, I'm only rebutting your one point about LL using M. M would have been down because it's 100% down with hip hop. And number two, if you look at the Rock the Bells performance list, that ain't nothing but really, for the most part, 99% official shit up there. So it's not like, you know, like I said before, they're doing a fucking European Croatia, you know, tour where you got all white MCs and Iggy Azalea and shit on it.
All I'm going to say, it's been almost 2 weeks now since the concert. You need to play some new content on there now. So. Let's get past the concert. Right.
But I'm going to have to rebut one thing that you said, too, Killa.
Oh, who, me?
No. Oh, did I? Me? Oh, okay.
Yeah, you were pointing out the different... I agree with everything that you said except for Beastie Boys.
Okay, what's
up? When you said about Beastie Boys, I'm saying that's a different animal, because Beastie Boys, when they came over there, they had Rick Rubin over there. So it wasn't the same reasoning behind it that you're saying, how there's like almost a using a point in there, because Rick Rubin knew Beastie Boys before they came over there and they put their thing together. So it wasn't the same effect to me.
Yeah, but can you honestly say, I'm talking about Dre, I'm talking about Jimmy. Jimmy knows what the fuck he doing with that shit. I'm talking about Dre. Do you think Dre and he formulated, yo, if this white kid blow up, yo, we gonna get paid?
He might have.
Really?
He might have thought that, but I'm saying he probably didn't know what the fuck to do with him at the time. He probably like, damn, what do I do with this nigga? But he started rhyming and he was like, fuck it, let's put this shit out.
Okay. Yeah.
And it blew up.
All right. That's what's good. Again. All right. Let me get next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Y'all going to learn to respect Eminem.
Is it really a next topic or bullet point number two.
Well, it is the next topic. Actually, I love this topic. It's you know, respect Eminem, but it's got some things in it for everybody. All right. Oh. There are only two hip hop projects in the top 100 best selling albums of all time. And Eminem has both of those albums. And you could probably figure that out, and that's okay. All right. I'm going to skip the superlatives, okay? An organization called Chartmasters.org, okay? I don't know who they are, but these people seem like now they're coming in with the reality of the numbers. Chartmasters.org. They have a website, and they collect all the data, or at least they say they collect all the data, streaming, you know, and then they put out their album rankings with all the data, streaming, physical sales, you know, this whole shit, okay? All right. Chartmasters.org, their rating system, I guess it's built on something called CPCS, the method combines physical sales, downloads, streaming, and then counts global sales, estimating them for local certification reports. But let me get down to the brass tacks here. Okay, the undisputed leader of the list is Michael Jackson. Okay, Michael Jackson Thriller with 65.8 million direct album sales, a combined total over 120 million album units sold worldwide. Then they go through the whole thing. So they're saying point blank with streaming numbers, this new math plus legacy album sales, Jackson's that dude. You could have figured that out
pretty much on the digest.
We've been saying that for a while. Okay, when it gets right down to the brass tacks, the gap between Jackson and the second album is the Eagles' Hotel California.
Wow.
Okay, they're coming in at number two. And again, at 48 million total combined whole hookup.
Yeah, okay? pause for a second.
You said 100 and something down to 48.
100 and something down to 40 something.
That's a
nobody
big gap.
Better not ever say nothing about Jacko again, yo. He is the greatest.
Well, no, Jacko was only at 65.8. That was 120 million album units worldwide. But for the purposes of their charts,
they're crunching the
numbers
okay.
down to get the accurate total. Okay. But anyway, so. We're talking about the Eminem part here. Let me find the Eminem. I should have highlighted that shit. Okay, here we go. It was two albums. It was the Marshall Mathers LP at the 33.5 million combined. And what was the fucking other one? The Eminem Show. And that one was at 23 million combined.
Ouch.
Okay,
and you wonder why Dre's a billionaire.
And Jimmy is like, I told you. What did I tell you? I know about this rap. All right, so now this is going to make some people pissed here. All right.
Uh-oh, here we go.
This is going to make some people pissed. There's something for everybody on here, all right? So, you know, there's some current people who really pushing the units. Adele's album 21 made it to number 15 on the list. Okay, with 49.2 combined, whatever math they're calculating. Adele's pushing the units.
Okay? Hello from the other side.
All right. I mean, you know, you would think. Okay.
Now all I hear is the go-go version in my head.
EC.
No doubt. So. The next hip-hop guy that even gets on the list is Tupac, and he has a combined hookup of 23.2 million units sold worldwide, okay? So, you know, Tupac, you know, All Eyes on Me, of course. You could kind of predicted that.
Yep.
Okay, now, for scale, they said for scale, for everybody who want to talk shit, Drake's Views is ranked 313.
Oh. Everybody from the 313.
Not the sixth god.
Yeah, the sixth god. And let me read that again. All right. Let me read this again. For scale, Drake's views is ranked 313. Okay.
That changes perspective. So you changed. Said somebody gonna be pissed.
Well,
but Drake gonna say, I got more money than most of the niggas on that list.
Oh, Drake. Hey, Drake ain't got more money than Eminem.
I said most of the niggas on that list.
Drake ain't got more money than the Eagles.
Most of the niggas on
that list. Or the Jackson Estate.
Most of the niggas on that list.
Drake ain't got more money than Adele.
You got, you said 300 and something, B?
He's on, I'm just saying, on the ranking on the list.
At the top.
Okay.
From the top down to 300.
Right.
Mm. He's got more money than most of them niggas from 1 to 300.
Started from the bottom and still here.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, this nigga definitely won one tonight. That was my point.
Anyway.
He's at 300. From 1 down to 300, he's got more money than most of them niggas on the 300.
Kurt, he got to wear them extra 13. Unlucky 13.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. That's funny. That's funny. All right. So, I mean, look. I know people think, oh, here, Killer, you're going to take every chance he can to take a shot at Drake. I'm not taking a shot at Drake.
No, come on.
I'm not taking a shot at Drake. I'm
You wouldn't even mention the number 300, B? That nigga shouldn't even been mentioned. He shouldn't even caught that list.
I'm only
Sparta.
Number 300, my nigga? He shouldn't even been mentioned.
I'm only mentioning that.
That would have been a bigger diss.
I'm only mentioning
this nigga
Drake.
Didn't even get mentioned, B.
I'm only mentioning views because I really want to take a shot at the new hyperbole. This whole shit, this Drake with a trillion, billion, that's otherwise good. Streams, and all this. And look, Drake certainly got dumb money. Okay, yep. He's super rich and he's crazy successful. I'm only saying that.
I started to mention that song.
Drake
song.
I'm only saying that this nigga, you know, a lot of his shit is hot fucking air. A lot of this shit is just puffed up stream numbers and puffed up hot air. Is he successful? Yes. Does he have a ridiculous tour gate? Obviously. I mean, people want to see him, but, you know, largely, yo, his success is, yes, fiction.
But we've been saying that shit.
That's all.
We've been saying that shit since the beginning.
And this Chartmasters, and this Chartmasters.org, if you don't believe me, you can go and check it out yourself, and you can run the numbers yourself. As far as I know, they themselves put views out there to poke a hole in there. Drake may have other albums higher on the chart, but it didn't mention it here on the copy that I got. But all I'm saying is he's a successful guy. But God damn it, when it comes down to really pushing the fucking units, it's the same people we always name for the most part. Okay?
Yep. Yes. And in this day and time, they don't give no fucks.
So Hammer.
Them first 13 that you talked about, fuck them niggas.
So Hammer, shut the fuck up.
Drake is the man.
That's fine. He can be the man.
You said he's successful, so that's all that matters.
All right. He can be the man. All right. That's fine. No problem. All right. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Benny the Butcher on some jail nigga shit.
Come on, man. Come on. I just saw that a little bit ago, too.
Benny the Butcher on some jail nigga shit. Freddie Gibbs snaps.
The text you sent us earlier too, Egri. He was like, "Keep Tlaib and his brother."
nut niggas.
Well, let me read the copy. Freddie Gibbs snaps after Benny the Butcher flashes one of his chains on Twitter. See, now this is jail nigga shit. Cause let's look at this shit, okay? Freddie Gibbs was a victim of a crime.
Yep.
And there's Benny the Butcher with the crime evidence in his hand, flashing it on social media. You can say what you want. Right. You can say what you want. You can talk about this tough guy shit. You can talk about that toot-toot-toot shit. But this is the type of jail nigga shit we talking about here.
He already got shot, yo. Come on, man.
This is the type of... But see, here it is.
Let me read
this is the type of dumb shit.
Let me read the copy. Real quick. I want you to get it. I want to get this talk. copy. Benny the Butcher ultimately turned the tables on Gibbs during the rapper tour date in Buffalo this spring. Gibbs was jumped and got his chain snatched, but in the process, he continued to hit the stage in Buffalo with a ski mask on. Later, he doubted that Benny the Butcher actually got a hold of his chain, so apparently it was back then, backstage, during Buffalo. Now, Benny that nigga, Benny got his chain. Okay, obviously, Benny shared a video of a collection of chains that needed to be cleaned, but fans quickly spotted Gibbs' chain pendant after the video. Gibbs showcased his jewelry, asking fans to tag the rapper who has the beef, apparently a shot at Benny. These niggas is back and forth. An actual crime. It's not like Freddie Gibbs is going to the police or anything like that. But what happened?
Oh, he is.
You think he is?
What you put on social media, the cops are watching.
Okay, but still. But, I mean, come on, B. What kind of jail nigga shit is this? Kurt G, please, I interrupted.
B, but like I was saying earlier, and he and Irv took a little bit of my thunder just now. But
I'm sorry.
It's crazy, because this is the type of dumb shit that just because you want to sit here and want to look like you a tough guy and want to let niggas know that, yeah, you in Buffalo, nigga, you in my city, I run this shit, nigga. I got your motherfucking chain. I may not know the niggas that took your shit, but I got contact with the niggas that took your shit and they gave it to me, or I bought it from their ass and I'm wearing your shit. Now, that's the type of dumb shit that'll get your dumb ass locked up.
Because Benny,
exactly, my nigga, you are a fucking convicted felon. That's the type of dumb shit to get you locked up. Maybe not in Buffalo, because you got, what, they gave him a key to the city or some shit? He got Buffalo Bills fucking anthem and shit he was putting out. They'll take all that shit back for a DA. They'll be like, fuck this nigga. We don't represent this type of shit in fucking Buffalo. Fuck him. Lock his ass up. He's a felon. He can go back to jail. Fuck it. Three strike this nigga. He's done.
Mm.
I like to know, what the fuck kind of motivation, yo? Just make fucking records, yo.
B, it's the fuck you. I got you. Look at this shit. You think you tough, nigga?
Know the story?
They on some Italian mob shit.
Nah, yo, hold up. Let me ask you a question.
Come to my fucking city and do this shit?
Damn.
You think you can come here with that shit? Benny. You think they're going to be able to fucking come in my city with this shit?
You got to ask yourself, no one knows the story. MC8 tells a great story about obviously growing up in Compton and having to bang and having to belong to a gang. So he's got his first record. His first record is out, right? But he's not paid yet.
One time, gaffled him up.
Exactly. But he's not paid yet. But he's getting run. I mean, it's one time, that one time gaffled him up shit straight out of Compton is that deal. Right? But guess what? He shows up to put in work. The motherfucking, as he puts it, the homie said, what the fuck you doing out here? Yeah, I'm showing up to put in work. They like, nigga, if you don't get your motherfucking ass from the fuck up out of here, your shit on the radio right now. Don't want to see you up and around here.
That's the OG looking out, my nigga.
MC8 tells a great story like that, yo.
The hood done took me under.
I'm just saying.
MC8 is underrated, my nigga.
Well, he's underrated, but I'm saying he tells a great story. And if you think Benny and other cats would learn a lesson.
But Benny, nope. Benny ain't got no OGs around him to tell him no shit like that. The niggas around him is all down for the dumb shit. They all with it. Ain't nobody around him like us on some uncle vibe to be like, come on, B. Okay, yeah, you know the nigga that took his chain, but fuck that. All right. Laugh about the shit, but don't fucking post the shit on social media, my nigga. What the fuck is you doing? You tripping.
Yeah, it's a real bad look.
All right. Now, I can hear young boys saying, you motherfuckers, you old niggas, you don't know what the fuck's up in these streets.
Well, absolutely we do, because we old.
We done been there, done that, seen that. Or been around it, my nigga, so yeah. You tripping.
All right, that's what's up, yo. No doubt. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is quickly bra and panty set.
Well, before you do that, yo.
Oh, my man.
We made it through DC, yo. We made it through them Rayful Edmonds years. So, you know what I'm saying? We done seen some real crazy shit.
Yeah, we done seen some real shit, but I'm just going to be 1,000, though. Even during the Rayful Edmonds years, you'd just be a fool to fuck around in Rayful set. Unless you knew what the fuck you was doing.
You would have a death wish were to MC8.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, yes, I mean, you know, shit, there's certain areas Rayful had that entire shit locked the fuck down. Unless you was a fiend going there to get pipered up.
Remember that party we went to on Trinidad?
Oh my god.
And somebody thought I was somebody else.
Yeah, man, nigga.
Woo. And I just happened to be with that stuff that night. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember it.
It's crazy. So we done seen and been around some things. So these young cats, that's the thing that gets it. We're old, so we don't know nothing. And granted, there's a different style of the game, but the game is the same, yo.
I think Kurt G's point has to be underscored. It's like, okay, but yeah, this shit wide on social media is what's getting niggas bagged.
Yeah, that is what it is.
That's what's getting niggas bagged.
Yeah.
You know, okay, if he had the chain, and then it was rumors he had the chain, and he let a couple of niggas know that he had the chain or whatever, that's one thing. But that social media flagrancy will get you bagged.
Exactly. Like you said, that's a crime, my nigga.
Right.
All it takes is
You have stolen goods.
Right. It only takes is one motherfucker, itchy-fingered motherfucker, just to take your ass out. Be like, you know what? Let me go ahead and...
You ain't got to be an itchy trigger nigga.
I'm not talking about a gun. I'm talking about niggas like a DA or fuck anybody feds.
Oh, who going to be like, okay,
you know what? Fuck this
he's a convicted felon, so he's got stolen property. Number two, he's probably hanging around known convicted felons, which is a violation of his parole.
He's got some kind of drugs on him.
You know, so, exactly.
So let's go ahead and lock him. He probably had a weapon near him somewhere.
Do better.
All right. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, bra and panty update. Megan Thee Stallion demands $1 million from a record label.
From what record label?
Okay, Megan Thee Stallion is attempting to put a professional relationship with her label, 1501 Certified Entertainment, behind her in court documents. The attorneys for the Grammy Award-winning artist requested $1 million in relief from her record label, claiming that her last two albums, Something for the Hotties and Traumatized, fulfilled her requirements of her contract, which she called unconscionable. The label comes back and says, we tried to work with Meg, and we want Meg to be successful. The attorney for 5101 Certified Entertainment tells the publication of Megan Thee Stallion's amended complaint against them. Now, this is probably how it goes here. 1501 Certified, or whatever the fuck they called. 1501 Certified Entertainment is saying, you got two albums out, but you ain't selling no motherfucking records. And you want $1 million, but you ain't sold no records. Okay? Yeah, you got a Grammy for appearing on somebody else's joint. Well, how many records you selling?
Well, would you like to hear a first for tonight?
My man.
You know how I'm always on the contract talk, right?
Oh, B, we know how you get down.
Right. But in this situation... In this situation, if you have found yourself in a position to hire an attorney who is capable of getting you to where you want to be, I'm all for it. Because almost everybody gets fucked on the first contract. Almost everybody.
Oh, they'd rather switch.
Almost everybody. But, you know, we hear people complain and whine and cry all the time. And I say, you shouldn't have signed a contract. But if you are in a position, even though you got fucked on your first contract, you're in a position, she's so fucking famous, she could get almost any attorney to help her with her case. And if she can get her money from them, then so be it. Because regardless of whether we like her art or not, she has put herself in a position to be worth what she's trying to get.
Ain't she down with Jay and them niggas?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know.
She down with them.
Oh, yeah. She's from Houston, right? Isn't she? Or yeah, she's down with the Queen Bee.
Yeah. Oh, she down with Wifey and them?
Yeah.
I guess it just seems to me, even if she's down with Hov, and let's say she's down with Wifey, and let's say the record label comes in and they be like, well, okay, Hov, you know how this goes. First of all, she ain't selling records. She ain't sold enough to fucking recoup. I don't care how many fucking Twitter followers she got. Now, if you want to pony up the motherfucking money and buy her contract, well, then you can, Hov. I think that can't be understated. Yeah, is this record company probably got her under a jerk contract? Yeah.
Yes.
No doubt about it.
Clearly.
You know what I'm saying? And now she has enough fame, like you said, to hire competent lawyers. Mm-hmm. But something tells me, you know how them record contracts are so fucking ironclad.
Yeah, but you know how them lawyers are. They all lawyered up.
Well, I mean, they sound like both the company and them going to have both lawyers. Now, who's going to do who? Now, I've heard Hov buying niggas' contracts where the record label was like, oh, she won $1 million. That's coming out of your pocket, Hov. We're just speculating. Probably, I don't know. If you want to pay her the mill, Hov, you do that. But then you'll be giving us a balloon payment of $5 million because that's what we actually dumped into her. I want some goddamn records sold, some streaming, some fucking recoup. See, that's the dirty behind the scenes shit.
But see, the different thing is now, the way they recoup and the way they make money is a little bit different than just record sales. That's back with regular standard contract. These 360 deals is every fucking thing. Whether she's on a commercial, whether she's doing fucking concerts, they getting a piece of all of that.
And maybe the case,
and get all that money on their own.
They may tell her lawyers, okay, well, shit, she might get some money, but I want some goddamn points off her stream, her Twitter, Instagram, panty, you know, shit she got, panty sets she's selling. I want some points, nigga. So I don't know. I'm not rooting against Meg. I'm just saying something tells me that it's down to the old word recoupable when it comes to Meg.
And the situation in this situation, I like to say it like that, is that, see, Meg was an unknown entity.
Yeah.
Female rapper.
Yep.
Who just happened, just by dumbass luck, just happened to come out right after Bodak.
Shake what your mama gave you.
Right after
Shake
Bodak.
What your mama gave you.
Right after Bodak. Just happened to come in that same scene and niggas was ready for that. And she just happened to come and she blew up.
Yeah.
So the label like, shit, we making crazy money off of her.
Did she really blow? See, listen.
Yes.
She blew. Okay.
Yes.
She's blown in this day and time. She is blown way up.
Her popularity, she's super popular.
But that means blown up in this day and time. That equals blown up.
See, that's back to the old blackface equation. You know, blackface is super popular and obviously super paid.
And making lots of money.
Okay, and making lots of money, but he ain't really selling.
He might not be selling, but as much money as he's making, everybody under him that's getting a piece off of him is making a lot of fucking money.
Oh, right. And that's why you got certain OGs making calls.
It's like, shit, I'm making that's my fucking breadwinner.
Exactly.
My nigga.
You know what I mean?
Leave him alone.
No doubt. But anyway, let me repeat. I'm not rooting against Meg. I'm just saying, I bet you got a company who's saying, yeah, we done sunk, you know, $2 to $3 million in ourselves. I want a goddamn, you know, return on my investment.
In this
a wifey,
right here, my nigga.
Wifey, you want to buy our contract? Is it going to cost you this much? And then if you want to pay her whatever you going to do, yeah, do you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say, I think them label niggas is eating very good
off
of her. Oh. Yeah, they are.
My man.
I think they eating very good off of
my
her.
My man, indeed.
They are not having no recoup type shit.
Okay.
This ain't no we lost money type of deal.
Okay, then I stand corrected. We'll... More to come, because I'm sure this isn't the last that we're going to hear of this. All right. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Black Thought Danger Mouth cheat codes.
Oh, you listened? Yeah, you had the wax over there showing me last week.
So, yeah, I listened. Yeah, I listened a couple times. First of all, I'm going to say this. I still wonder why he picked Danger Mouse out of all the producers. It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. I'm thinking Danger Mouse is the guy who painted the picture that he wanted painted as far as beats go. And they're not whack beats. Some are peculiar to me, but they're not whack. But then Danger Mouse is that type of guy. Boy, when you got guys, it makes a difference. And I'm going to talk about, there's guys up there, but I'm going to talk about two guys. I'm going to talk about Raekwon, and I'm going to talk about Conway. Ray, for a lot of years, was lazy. And I think that Conway had that laziness in him. But Conway's brief, albeit brief, and short performance, man, he is blessing the mic. Ray sounds like, damn, I better wake the fuck up. I got run over. And Ray sounds, once again, competent. You know, that Woo money, that Woo concert tour, you know, got niggas lazy to a certain extent. You know what I mean? But those two guys and Black Thought, is this album is not made for, I think, the general public. This album is made for Hov. This album is made for LL, Pharrell Monk. I mean, your MCs, Eminem, if you want to. This album's made for them because it's a shot. Not across their bow, but it is a shot, nigga. This is MCing. And if you want to get down, you can get down. But if you ain't in, if you're not live, you know, you're not that deal, then clear out. This is an MC's instructional record. And it's a shot to all. I don't give a who you are, but mainly lyricists. This is an MC instructional record. And if you're not an
it's
MC.
Not instructional, my nigga.
Yeah, it's an instructional record, my nigga. So.
Wow.
That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying. Thought. My God. He. Okay. My God.
Wow.
Can I share something with you?
Please.
I have been torturing myself by trying to wait to listen. Because I feel like, and this is the analogy. Remember when the Source magazine was the shit and we couldn't wait to get in our mailbox?
Of course.
And then you get in the fucking mailbox, you fucking read that shit in an hour. Yep. Boom, it's gone. You done read it. You don't want to go back and read the stories again. I'm not saying that his album is going to be that. But in that vein, I'm trying to give myself some time so I don't just run through it. Because, you know, he's my favorite MC. I want to be able to give myself some time where I'm just not like sitting at the table feasting and then be all full sitting there. No, I want to enjoy this album, so I probably will listen to it next week, to be honest with you.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I just saying, but that was my final takeaway from the album. You know, is it an album that is going to blow away, you know, your girlfriends or some broads? Nah. No, son.
Oh, man. He almost got away without saying man. It. He said some Damn. Girlfriends or some broad.
Some broad.
He had to do it. It's not going to blow them away, but it is an MC's instructional record. And it really should be a warning to, if you really ain't like that.
Damn.
You know, can you please pull off to the side of the road and shit and let the bulls come through?
Have you listened, Kirk?
I did.
Oh, okay. What you think?
I did listen to the album, and it's, to me, it's Black Thought being Black Thought. You know the nigga can rhyme. He can rhyme his ass off. That's a given. The nigga right. just can do that, no matter what. So to me, no matter who the music bet is, he's going to be able to get in and just do it. To me, I wasn't impressed with the music bed. I mean, it wasn't whack. As King Killer said, it wasn't whack.
But it was...
It was, it was, it, and it's not pedestrian. It's just different to
right.
me. So I was when it's Black Thought, I'm expecting a little different to hit me with the beats and the rhymes. To me, the rhymes totally outshine the beats.
Yes.
Totally outshine the beats. It may, Danger Mouse, sounds bad. Every time I hear his name, I think about CeeLo crazy shit. So I'm like, damn, okay, he's doing beats for Black Thought. Okay, I didn't know how to take it or what to think. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, Black Danger Mouse. I'm like, this nigga must have been on the fucking Fallon show or something. How the fuck did he meet this nigga? But I'm like, okay, they did something together. And I listened and I'm like, all right. But Thought, I have to take and do what King Killer says all the time, take the wheat from the chaff. For me. I mean, most niggas is going to combine them and be like, yo, just because Black Thought is so amazing, that makes this album so amazing. But to me, Black Thought is amazing if it's just a cappella, my nigga.
Yeah.
All right, so sound like Danger Mouse is a little pipsqueak on the record.
Damn, he should have called Hit Boy?
Oh, damn. No. Oh, no.
I should
no.
sign the Hit Boy, because I got all the hits, boy.
All right, no doubt.
Look, fucked him up with that.
Yeah, I want to shout out. It's a local DMV. Rest in peace to a former WUSA 9 sportscaster Ken Meese,
wow.
Who passed away. Ken Meese passed away. He was at WUSA Channel 9 for 17 years. It's just some DMV local, you know, news person, Ken Meese. You know what I'm saying? That's all. Rest in peace. You know, I don't have any real big details other than it just came across that. Indeed. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Where Are We? Yes. Kool Herc sound system auctioned off at Christie's for over $200,000.
You said Christie's, my nigga?
Christie's. That's wow. Who held the auction.
An auction house, my nigga.
Yes. Wow. Christie's auction. Herc's original sound system, the sound system and Herc's main setup used in the mid 70s and the 80s featured two Techniques SL-11As turntables, a GLI 3880 mixer, a Macintosh MC2300 stereo amp, which I know about that. I think that's the same amp that powered Woodstock, but I could be mistaken. And two giant speaker cabinets, and they have a picture of Herc's original system. I'm actually surprised he saved that shit. And it really should be up there with Rocky Buchanan and them, but a private person bought it at Christie's for $200,000. So
here's my one question.
All right.
Is Herc getting that paper?
It was his system. Why wouldn't he be getting the paper?
I mean, did he sell it to someone previously and they sold it?
No, but this is an auction of. There's other Herc memorabilia that's sold too, a disco ball, a personal portrait. There's some. A couple of flyers. There's some Polaroids from back in the days, unseen Polaroids and things of that nature. Okay. I'm assuming
this
Herc,
is his personal collection.
Yeah, this is his personal stuff, and he was a pretty good haul. You know what I'm saying? So well over $200,000 for everything. You can go to Christie's website if you want to take a look at that. If you want to, you know, shout out to Kool Herc. Who made everything possible for us.
So. You see this nigga right here. How'd that come across your radar, B? This nigga's you just browsing on Christie's, my nigga? What kind of paper are you making? What kind of paper are you making, my nigga?
Hey, we gonna have to look at the paperwork.
I'm saying, we only, you the only nigga getting paid and shit. Contract fucked up.
All right, so last week, Kurt G., didn't you say something about us all good a week ago?
Yes, it was all good just a week ago.
Oh, boy.
Next up, we're going to have on Hip Hop Digest is artificial intelligent rapper has been dropped by Capitol Records over racial stereotyping, which they are calling digital blackface.
Wow. How do you drop that, nigga? You just shut it down?
So you had the president of Capitol Records last week just glowing, okay? He's glowing about this signage and how that you just don't understand how big this is going to be. You just don't understand. This is the next level of the game. Now, I, for one, said all the people who, you know, this artificial intelligence gunna and all these people making records with him was chopping out their own careers from under their feet. But maybe not. The topic goes on to say white music executives left in a room unsupervised. Let's create an artificial rapper who says the word nigga and stimulates our deepest fetishes and fantasies about blackness and materialism. He'll never get arrested unless we want him to, which will add fun to the storyline.
To who?
What, to the white executive?
No, I'm just asking rhetorically.
Oh, rhetorically. Okay, yeah. No doubt.
You said they were left unsupervised.
Yes. Mr. FNMEKA Mecca is an artificial intelligence musician.
That alone to me was blasphemy. Yes. His name was Mecca. Exactly. The Mecca, my nigga? Mecca, my nigga.
Yes. Fucking Mecca.
That gives the appearance of a black male cyborg, and I did say that he had some fucking funny ass green looking dreads, and he looked like these young boys. And actually, if you go, there's a couple
more
of
like
videos
Skittles and shit.
Yeah, if you go to literally, videos,
the nigga that
and you see this nigga,
off at.
Yeah, Skittles. and you see this nigga, and he's walking up on his whip with big ass rims, and the whole whip is like in Louis Vuitton patterns, and got this gold table, you know, and look like the young boys and shit. I mean, it really is real talk. It really is, you know, like blackface if you really think about it.
So I did a little mini dive on it.
Okay, my man.
I was like, is this some new shit just come out of nowhere? Yo, this shit been happening for a minute.
Yes.
Like, literally, I think it was a few weeks ago. I can't remember when, but I saw that somebody sent me a video of this fucking Bugatti aircraft. And I didn't watch it the whole way through. I saw the Bugatti aircraft coming out of the hangar, and I was like, look at this so plain looking shit. And I turned it off.
It's just so plain.
But the other day, like 2 days ago, I looked it up and I'm like, yo, oh, that's that shit? So this is not new.
No, it's not new. Yo,
And
one of the things that Capitol Records did is obviously people are getting signed, not off talent, off social media hits. This cat has a ridiculous following on social media, all platforms involved.
Yeah.
So Capitol Records was like, yo, this motherfucker, this shit right here.
I'll take him. mean, that's some earlier Brian McKnight for everybody is wondering why.
So
Capitol Records stepped up.
So Capitol Records dropped him again, like I said, what they're calling digital blackface.
Word to KRS-One, everything about when you're out of here.
He was out of here before he even got started, my nigga.
Man, look,
but to think about it, B. The funny part about this is that he was so popular if before he got the deal. So think about it. All those niggas and words he was dropping, he was already dropping them words and making songs and doing all that shit. So now what happened is Capitol Records put a spotlight on this nigga, and everybody and their mother went and started looking at this motherfucker like, wait a minute. Yep. What is this? I can't. What is he allowed to say, nigga? Really?
I asked that on the text chain. Oh, an AI can say nigga?
But what if it's black programmers? Can he say it then?
But it wasn't.
So yeah, that's the funny part about it to me. It's like this shit was already happening.
It was a black rapper. The voice.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's nice, but. When you're putting something out here, when you leave it up to chance or up to people's imagination of who it is that could be doing this or who's behind it when it's not a real person, then you set yourself up for failure, which they did. I mean, it could have worked. I mean, if you shorted this stock, you made a lot of damn money on this nigga. But yeah, they was going long range with this nigga, and they lost a lot big on this nigga.
Back in Florida.
You talk about him like he's a real being.
but he is to them. But they signed this nigga.
Back in Florida, you know, we used to be like, yo, what's up, my nigga? My nigga? That's just, that was love. But then niggas took it another way and started calling me sand nigga.
Oh, that's dumb.
That was dumb.
What up, my AI nigga?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, shit. Man. You know what I mean? You know? So, come on, man.
So, crazy.
Look, for me, I thought it, I didn't look at it as the racial aspect of it. I just thought it was dumb for these other rappers to be contributing to that. They only saw the check they was going to get. You know, motherfuckers didn't look at this shit. It's like, what the fuck kind of stupid shit is this, nigga? Get the fuck out of here.
B, let me just say this, though, on the, to go against that, push against that a little bit. That's not bullshit, because we are there. We are there. We are almost on the cusp of people living in virtual realities online.
Okay, yeah, I get that.
Games virtual. Meta. We are there.
I get it. I mean, I get it. That is part of technology, artificial intelligence. To me, you got companies betting trillions on that shit, yo. You're right. I'm not denying that. You know what I'm saying?
The future is coming. It's coming no matter whether you want it here or not. It's coming, and this type of shit is going to be here, and the next nigga is going to come through, and they're just going to learn from capital's mistake.
Yeah,
we can't use nigga, or if we do, we got to make sure we put the people behind it up front. So you see all these black faces that's programming and writing this shit. So you could be like, yes, they got license to use the word because these are the people that are doing it. But they're making this, that are writing the rhymes and are publishing this shit. These are the ones that are doing it. So yes, we want to let you know these are the people. This motherfucker here, they just took
no white cats up at Capitol Records have anything to do with this. That's what they don't put that on the back of his album. This AI was not disseminated by any white personnel up at Capitol Records.
Disclaimer.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that's what's up, man. I don't have a whole bunch of topics, but I think that's all I got.
Well, let me go back to the beginning of the show. I have been on, and I will continue to be on a crusade.
Damn, a crusade?
A crusade to understand, to get an understanding of what makes Eminem great as an MC. What makes him the GOAT? What makes him the greatest ever? What makes him untouchable. So let me tell you why I said that, because I have gingerly stepped into some discussions online, which I don't normally do, but I gingerly stepped in some outside of the text chain, that is, gingerly stepped into the debate of Game and Eminem, and I have gone as far as to even agree with some of the things that these people were saying about Game, because I've said some things myself. But when I ask for a bar from Eminem, to this day, as that boxer would say, I haven't heard a bar that's great from M. No one has given me.
So you're saying that nobody has been able to drop an M bar? First of all, I gotta say this, man. M is a very good rapper, but it is so technically finite. Now, we know he makes money for other reasons, and we've discussed that already, so I'm not gonna rehash that. Right, we know why he sells a lot of records. That's other reasons. But technically, again, in the past couple of years, I probably have listened to Eminem more than I ever had, just for fiduciary purposes for the show. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm listening to M, and I'm listening, and I'm like, God damn, he's really getting off some. I'm not memorizing the bars because I'm not listening to the record that much. But as I'm listening to the record, I'm like, damn, he's getting off some nice bars. But this fucking record is whack. So this is, I got to use the DJ analogy.
Nice. Go ahead.
I got to use a DJ analogy. There's the DJs who are so good that they're too good. And then there's the DJs who probably aren't as good, but maybe are more popular. And I put myself in that category. You know, growing up with a DJ Lawrence Weber, and it was this other guy from Philly. These motherfuckers, I forget his name, but they could cut.
Oh, Curtis.
Like nobody. Yes. They could cut like nobody's business. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, after 50 million niggas was around the turn, around the table looking at them niggas, and when they were done cutting, I got on. Kurt G got on. Donis got on. You know why? Because we rocked the party. Now, is Webb a better DJ? What do you think, G?
No. I didn't think he was I didn't think he was a better DJ. I think he was better at cutting and scratching. He was better at doing that part, but he wasn't better at rocking the party. DJs rocked the party, and he wasn't doing
that. Yeah.
So, therefore, that's what I'm saying for M. M doesn't rock the party. All he right, doesn't well, make flavor records.
I'm going to let you finish, but what you're saying has not a motherfucking thing to do with what I'm talking about. If I say, hey, give me a bar from Rakim. Hey, give me a bar from
Somebody who my age can give you that bar.
Right.
Nobody.
But there are people our age that are fucking riding so hard for Eminem. It's amazing.
They was riding hard for Hammer. Them motherfuckers our age, they ain't into this shit, and they gonna ride hard for whoever's at the top of the charts. Whoever is this, that. They riding hard for Blackface. You know what I mean? They riding hard for Khaled. They riding hard for any of these nut niggas. So fuck them. Okay. They ain't got no principles. It's not like they got principles.
No principles.
There you go. I don't want to say they got no principles, but they don't have what you were saying. They don't have that love that we have for this. They don't have no clue of what's still going on in hip hop at all. The only thing that's hip hop to them is what's popular. And what's popular is the certain names of niggas. And Eminem is a nigga that they still know his name. And since they know his name and young boys know his name, it's like, okay, yeah, we have something in common. So now, yes, they're gonna big him up because, hey, we got a level playing field. I know him, you know him, yeah. Eminem's that shit.
Yeah.
But niggas like us, like, nigga, Eminem, come on,
man. It's the same type of niggas. Yeah, they the same type of niggas what makes your average pay. And I'm talking about niggas we respect, Jadakiss, what's your top three, nigga? Drake, Drizzy, you know, the same. What the fuck, yo?
Damn, Drake twice?
whatever. You know what I mean? They gonna say the same three names all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you
Drake,
would think,
yo, Drizzy, and the Six God.
Yeah, whatever.
Club going up on a Tuesday?
Yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? What makes that happen? So you keep you plotting and you prodding for this Eminem. It's simple, B. It ain't even that complicated, son.
Yeah, it's really not. It's really not. And I'm going to tell you like I'll tell anybody else, I'm just having fun because I said I like Eminem and I long for him to make what I know he's capable of doing.
Maybe one day we'll get his 444 or something facsimile.
It don't even have to be that. It just be another motherfucking Bad versus Evil or something. I don't care, but it just this goofy shit is just not where it's at. I'm sorry.
I have to say I don't even know if M is even capable of being there B anymore. I think it's in him, but he's been in this zone for so long. You almost have to lock him in a room and make him listen to himself when he used to battle in Detroit and all that. You had to make him listen. He probably wouldn't even recognize that nigga. He would see him and you know what I mean? Be like, damn, who is that nigga? That nigga's whack.
Wow.
Man, I'm so much better than that nigga right there. But when we look at that nigga, we thinking that nigga's better than what you are right now.
I'm telling you, M has the ability. And if you put him in that situation, his management, Paul Rosenberg, all the motherfuckers that never do it, put him in the park. Somebody's cutting up Dance to the Drummer's beat. Yo, M, do it. he will fucking amaze.
I believe he could.
And then niggas would be like, then niggas who've been caping for him, yo, that, see, that's what I've been talking about. See, that's what I've been talking about. You know what I'm saying?
But they would be wrong.
But last week.
That's not what you were talking
that's
about.
That's right. What you were talking about.
You were talking about high. You were backing that bad music, my nigga.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So, you know what I mean? I put it to you like this. Yeah, I certainly really do respect M, but to me, it's simple. He doesn't make flavor music. Point blank.
This nigga always,
it just comes down to that.
Keeps saying flavor. I was a Mrs. Dash, my nigga.
Oh, man.
So.
I love it. I love it. So I'm just having fun. Anybody that's listening online that sees me saying stuff, I'm just having fun. And you should understand that. You ain't got to defend Eminem. You ain't got to do it. I appreciate that, dude.
All right, so we're ready for Kurt G's World Famous. Let's get it.
Yeah.
All right. This week, we got Senior Chaos and Illustrate Kings of Vice 2.
So
I want to say that he was on the show. I'm going to give the story. He was on the show, and he was talking about his album, and I was like, damn, I didn't even know he had an album out. I didn't say it at the time, but I'm letting him tell his story. I'm like, damn, I didn't even know he had an album. Damn, I got to go check that shit.
Nigga, that
and
shit.
And I listened to that shit. I was like,
shit,
oh, wow.
With El the Sensei
and
on
then
it, came, my
and
nigga?
And then he came back, and then I came in the next week. He was like, he's saying, that shit's crazy. I'm like, yeah, it is crazy.
Yeah,
I listened, yeah. And it's fucking nuts.
Yo, son.
I missed
you
that
heard
one.
What he said. He said he called it one of the albums of the year. So,
yo, my nigga, that track with El the Sensei is my favorite joint. When you pulling out, and when you go get El the Sensei.
The artifacts, my nigga.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You know exactly what time it is with hip hop. I'm sorry.
Oh, shit. But that is Senior Chaos and Illustrate Kings of Vice 2. Then we got Mad One, Acclimated Assassin Never Before Seen. Mad One and Acclimated Assassin Never Before Seen. When you had them on the show, you interviewed them, guys. You interviewed them.
So, before we get out, I only gave it the smell test at New Big Pooh. And along with being real personal with his lyrics, talking about having to drive Uber, and then little brother getting back together, and then somebody you know who ain't involved, and I'm just like, ooh, shots fire. It's made me, I'm just like, damn, yo, Ninth Wonder, you know what I'm saying?
Whoa, naming names.
Well, look, that's what I'm saying. There are guys out there with a particular reputation. Like, you know, as much as I love Pete Rock, I can't wait for my Pete Instrumentals to get here. I'm on pre-order for the limited 400 purple vinyl. Okay, I'm on that list, B. Juno UK, hear me now.
He said, hear me now.
Yeah, hear me now. But anyway, yeah, Pete Rock is, you know, he's a prickly motherfucker to work with. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of guys out there in the industry where people talk about, yo, the nigga's lazy, or I can't work with him, he's difficult and this thing. Damn, Ninth Wonder, you on that shit? Because Pooh and Fonte seem like reasonable gentlemen. You mean tell me y'all motherfuckers can't get together and make hot shit? Okay, I don't know. Shout to Big Pooh.
Well, on my last note, like Kurt G said, we got them t-shirts for sale, and we will take 50 cent, 75 cent, dollar, 4,000, whatever.
Damn, power of a dollar.
And the power and all that. Well, we don't want him, but we got
he can donate though.
Well, yeah, we'll take his money, we'll take that $50. But yo, like, the dirt is coming to LA, yo.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The dirt
is coming to LA to stay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He said it was bouncing from the district on Sunday and will be out here at some point next. This week, I guess, if people are listening this week. So
okay, congratulations to him.
Yeah.
It's too bad you had that fraud record company and shit. You know,
oh, man? Yeah, we still waiting. I talked to him about that. He said that because he did a post and he was kind of dissing him. But I think they said that it was going to either be released, sent out in October or November, which I was balking at way back when I ordered it. But, you know,
hey, I just want the record.
I ain't going to be mad to have it. Let's just get it here.
Let's just get it
here. At this
here.
Point in time, I feel like it's some fraud shit going on. So if I get my record, I'll be happy.
That's
yeah,
all.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. It ain't about the money. I want that album.
Oh, yes, I do. So that's what's good. All right, y'all. We'll do it because that's what we do. No good doubt. Night. And thank you for listening.
One.
Peace.
can't be skimming through these albums, man. Missing everything, man. Everything. Now if my pen quit moving the booth, you're not see me yet. Y'all fool with the ghost more than the mediums. Took a minute to win it, and now we Cleveland. Yeah, we both cooking, way different ingredients. I may never compete again. Extra peas, none of they bars catch a rep like these. Never ask me about a trash rapper in my interviews. It's like you're intimidated by originals. I could be cynical, but shit's cyclical. In the interim, don't worry the pendulum. Fuck rap, they tryna kick out citizens. If the villain vanilla, he less criminal. Listen, they'd rather brand niggas with a cattle prod. I'm competing with the Def Jam catalog. That goes for Onyx, LL, Run DMC. Well, that was only management, but y'all feeling me. Not the R&B niggas, but all of the spitters. I love old rap shit with all of the triggers. Move around with the brothers, the girls love us. For trying to hop out of cars with Jada Kiss colors. I could see a random alleyway and know the city. Sosa Diddy, the exterior is shifty. I count fingers with the German three. All of you have heard of me. Laughs nervously.
I pay my dues, I play my roles, I made my moves. None of which include being fake for you. Everything it takes is everything I do. If I don't do it for myself, then I'ma do it for my crew. Everybody else, get your cash up. I hit the stage, grab a mic, and get your hands up. Can't sit with us if you ain't stand up, nigga. Nah, sorry, my brother, okay. You gotta get your own.
Walking with a panther would mean I'm paid in full. The low end theory, show me everything I could pull. Eyes over the wall, set it go where you send it. DNA on the cry line, how they know it was written. Caved in like a pivot, know that it's strictly business. And never personal, but sometimes it be unfinished. Rules taught to live with, midnights for marauders. By any means necessary, peeking out the Carter. Discreet enough to barter, they said only the stove lovers. Then you reminisce on them, Mecca and the soul brother. Dice games and Qurans, neighborhood in the palms of gods who treated Illmatic like it was some. Being ready to die without a reasonable doubt. And it was only built for the Cuban links you whipping out. Sneaker money and droughts, everything they showed us. And due to the above, can't a soul say they own us? Fuck with it.
I pay my dues, I play my roles, I made my moves. None of which include being fake for you. Everything it takes is everything I do. If I don't do it for myself, then I'ma do it for my crew. Everybody else, get your cash up. I hit the stage, grab a mic, and get your hands up. Can't sit with us if you ain't stand up, nigga. Nah, sorry, my brother, you gotta get your own.
They hire Denzel to play Denzel. Skinny big back in the sky as chemtrails. I got fans in high places, still waiting on their fans to pick favorite. This sacred, quit taping.
No, I'll never be able to fix the past, right? Woke up to some text thinking, what did I do last night? But that's life, living with social media gaslights. People into thinking success is really the fast life. A victim of all of the different ways they depict them. Let's realign my chakras and get this shit out my system. The prescription, a little bit of love that I could feed off. Cause lately I've been going back and forth just like a seesaw. Man, it's fucked up, right? So tell me, how is it so selfish that I wish that I was wealthy? Means to keep my mama healthy. I no longer got a sell tree just to make a little cash. If you're a hustler, you felt me. I'm just saying, I mean no harm. Peace pipe, puffing perk from Mendocino Farms. Bring the smoke to choke you out like it was Debo's arms. Man, I get high and keep a beat like I was Ringo Starr.
Everybody just chill out and smoke something. You probably overthinking, you tripping, it's over nothing. Just chill out. That's all you need. A fire bag of weed and we hitting the slow speed. Just chill out and smoke something. You probably overthinking, you tripping, it's over nothing. Just chill out. That's all you need. A fire bag of weed and we hitting the slow speed like. Slow speed, like. We hitting the slow speed like.
Slow speed, like.
But I don't break apart. It's stress on your brain, you could break apart. Yeah. Can't lie, it's gonna break your heart. How life turns and burns, but just pace your thought. I had to make my patience long.
That's right.
Sit back and wonder why it takes so long.
Why?
If you dream, go and get it. What you waiting on? Get my strength from pops, get my grace from mom. I hold my head high, I chain smoke. If it's a cloud overhead, wear a raincoat. Might have to do the things you hate, cause it pays more. It's okay, I found a balance.
balance with these things done. You know how Young Tox steady smoking that la la la. Marley B on the track, we ride or die. Big hop on the beat, we gon' match a whole P on me. I'm a cruising like the pop.
Everybody just chill out and smoking something. You probably overthinking, you tripping, it's over nothing. Just chill out, it's all you need. A fire bag of weed and we hitting at slow speed. Just chill out and smoking something. You probably overthinking, you tripping, it's over nothing. Just chill out, that's all you need. A fire bag of weed and we hitting at slow speed. Like, slow speed, like, we hitting the slow speed, like, slow speed, like, we hitting the slow speed, like.
I take the paper for the fame, fuck you saying, I ain't begging, bitch, I'm old, this. Fuck all the bitching and complaining, I created my own lane, my nigga focus.
Yo, overseas, rolling weed, smoking bud, so extreme, dopamine, got my brain going like a motor, G's, weight's over, take over, pay homage, stay focused, make product, they know the straight monster, plain clothing, born fly, living legend, soar skies, get the message, Muay Thai, kicking lessons, poor guy, it's just pathetic, small fry, niggas fed up, don't lie, I'm getting better, caught vibe, shit's a setup, walk by, I'll get you deaded as it seem, half arm, tatted sleeves, track star, shatter beats, mad smart at the least, have a seat. Masterpiece, black art, attractive theme, flash card, a magazine. I'm back sparking gasoline, shattered dreams, majesty. Ain't hard to fathom me, brave heart, the savagery. Hate farce and flattery, naturally my trademark. Play my part practically, laid it like it's tapestry. Haters all get mad at me, I'm laughing, B. Yo, I back away from no opponent. Niggas claiming, but I ain't never afraid to show it. Nah, nah, cause a nigga came in like the omen. Acts the way they captivated that I'm devoted. No in between, niggas bout it, frick you mean. Get this cream with the team, ain't no chips of discipline. We thick as thieves, different breed. Hit the scene, bitches lit, intervene, hitch the britches. Ride up in your district, nigga, kiss the ring. It's the king, snow soldier, fifth regime. Hulk Hogan, Mr. T, showboating in the jeans. Clip your wings, smoke jacket, sipping effing. Whole magnet, different level, gold magnums. This protection, so valid, this semester, gon' have it. It was destined, stone tablet, chiseled letters, old rappers. Give me credit, bows back, shit it settled, tabernacle, closed casket, battle rappers. Don't matter how it happened, take a stab at it, crack your Adam's apple, no lie. Been hoping this since 05, been soaking in the whole vibe. I broken like them ocean niggas, showtime, super ill. Most cats ain't moving still, go back to Loserville. Till I'm old and toothless, I'ma do this still. Yo, I back away from no opponent, niggas claiming, but I ain't never afraid to show it. Nah, nah, cause a nigga came in like the omen. Acts the way they captivated that I'm devoted.
From your fortitude, Raiden, thank you for having courage from your fortitude.
These hard, hopeless fights.
pipes. Woke up this morning, heart full of ice. Dark frozen nights, bars wrote were tight. Last night was crazy, rap lines were gazy. He barked for his life, they said you won, Rev. Your lyrics cracked, damn son. But nobody knew that my sister had cancer. Battle for a life, fuck a battle for a rhyme. Me at the hospital's more valuable for time. That's just one reason why I woke up with this frozen chest. More lava added to this rigid stone of stress. But I know I got the courage to move through the gloom. Womb to the tomb, to do what I do. So say what you say, spit gracious baby. Sick of y'all subs, bro, this ain't the Navy. Straight from my lane, white nights on. Night grinds long, strength in the pain. For all the gloom you was roaring through, what you got is here cause of times that you move like a warrior move. Auntie, thank you for having courage from your fortitude. Zombie, thank you for having courage from your fortitude. Remain militant, stay killing. The fear of horrid wounds doesn't poison you. Chips, thank you for having courage from your fortitude. Ludo, thank you for having courage from your fortitude.
That's the concept of the whole album. It's like these seven things, you know, fortitude, solacement, solitude, penitence, etc. These are like the jail bars of pain, the seven jail bars of pain. You know, that's the gift of pain, the controlling of it. Because what you go through, it's always going to be with you, no matter what. So the only way to cope with it is to control it. So the gift of pain is the controlling of pain. That's what those seven things represent. Those are the jail bars that control your pain. That's the gift of pain, the controlling of it.
Yeah.
Your buff 50, your chance of running is infinity. Slugs will leave a nigga drug like a chip slip to Mickey. I'm so on the low and taking Navy SEAL to get me when I surface. If not, chips to vengeance to purpose. On your team, I pull the curtain, a beautiful hurting. Till my eyes see the blood, that mean the creep start working. Niggas never learn and let their eyes keep lurking. Have your genitals pumping, your ex by murking. Skim off the street, heart skip the beat, bitch. Nigga overcooked that meat. Get no sleep, only rest is in between the blink. My life story was written in blood, permanent ink. Killer instinct, R.I.P. Gotta think like that, cause forever I'll be needing them. Playing flawless, mistakes never beating them. Some love me, some hate me, bitches in the head beating them. Niggas wanna ride by the crib all slow. Clap, motherfucker, want a real rap show. Listen, watch when the Mac blow, threaten my castle. And in the blink, watch how quick life pass you.
What's wrong with motherfuckers, but when they ever learn? Keep playing with that fire, now that's a getting burned. Fuckin' with semi-autos, one foot is in the grave. You giving all of y'all something to be afraid of. What's wrong with motherfuckers, but when they ever learn? Keep playing with that fire, now that's a getting burned. Fuckin' with semi-autos, one foot is in the grave. You giving all of y'all something to be afraid of.
Let me tell you how it's going down, it's on now. Niggas used to love me, now they wanna hate me now. I'm that same nigga with the check holding the spot now. Except I'm pushing the legs, letting the top down. Well, wait, you don't think I live a pop life now? Cause hey, you could get pop right now. Me don't play, I keep a gun around my waist. Cause I'm a fucking drama king like my nigga K Slate. Sex, drugs, money, and murder all day. It's rules, guidelines, and codes we obey. Don't even trip, IMD, the set I claim. Infamous Mob D, nigga, ready to bang. Niggas don't think shit stink, the shit hit the fan. So I don't slip, I'm a shit with my gun in my hand. It's a thug thing, y'all niggas wouldn't understand. And y'all keep guns, but we keep our shit banging.
What's wrong with motherfuckers, but when they ever learn? Keep playing with that fire, now that's a getting burned. Fuckin' with semi-autos, one foot is in the grave. You giving all of y'all something to be afraid of.
You a bitch ass nigga, I have you killed. All they have is your picture at the funeral. No caskets, you bastards be missing. My jewels, my whip, my rims be bitching. My guns be the heat that'll make you blister. My men's, my Tims, and stomp you niggas. No shit, no click to fuck with us. It's no problem, I bring it to the best of them. From the old to the new and the rest of them. No love, just slugs for your body done. Just pain, just suffering, and worse than that. You let me get my hands on you, so I'm taking advantage. And that shit that you pulled ain't do me no damage. Nope. You don't know me, nigga, but we bout to change that shit. Wrap that nigga up like a package. Fuck fuck all them niggas, fuck all them faggots.
What's wrong with motherfuckers? But when they ever learn, keep playing with that fire, now that's a getting burned. Fuckin' with semi-autos, won't put us in the grave. You giving all of y'all something to be afraid of. What's wrong with motherfuckers? But when they ever learn, keep playing with that fire, now that's a getting burned. Fuckin' with semi-autos, won't put us in the grave. You giving all of y'all something to be afraid of.
Yeah, QB, yeah. My D, it's going deep.